it's the same thing, other way around. Because this is all spurned from my conversation with Peter Herman of Harmonic Mycology. We were learning about mycology and mushrooms and mycelium earlier in the show, and I had to confess to Peter that I really don't like mushrooms. Never have. I've tried, can't get on board. Olives, the same. Lots of you are suggesting that I get myself to Darling or Tolbach, actually, and do an olive tasting. I might do. I might do and film it and put it on my social media, and we can see if I'm able to tolerate. It's so unsophisticated, isn't it? Not to like a delicious mushroom or an olive. It seems very, very unsophisticated at the age of 41 to not be able to stomach an olive. Some people might not be aware that the Rumble in the Jungle scenes in Ali was shot in Maputo and facilitated by a largely South African production and staff, says somebody on the WhatsApp. I did not know that. Thank you very much indeed for that piece of information. All right. It's really not any surprise at all that my next guest has got her eye on chart success, given that when she was just 7 years old, her grandmother gave her a Barbie microphone set. And the rest, as they say, is history. She's been singing ever since. Durban-born singer-songwriter Zena Rose spent her early years in music as a background artist. She's performed as part of the ABBA tribute. She's performed as part of the Whitney Houston tribute show. In 2008, though, she released her first independent single, which was called Fever. And she's got a brand new one called Feeling Fine, which is set to be released next month. And I'm delighted to say that Zena Rose joins me on the line this morning. You've got the most beautiful name. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I am absolutely super. Zena Rose, what are the origins of that? What a beautiful, is that your real name?
Well, it's my stage name. Rose is my mom's name.
Where did Zena come from? I love a Z name.
Thank you. It was actually a nickname because it's derived from my first name, Sipokazi, but my mom used to call me Boga Zena as growing up as a child. So I just took Zena and made it into like a stage name thing, and now it sticks.
And it sticks. Okay, so originally born Sipokazi, but now Zena and Rose is your mom's name. I love that.
Yeah.
I love names. That's a lovely story that you've got there around your name.
Thank you.
So, listen, you've been in the industry for a while, and you've been a background singer for a while. Was always the plan to be centre stage eventually, and being a background singer was your path to that?
Yeah, I think I'm always excited for different opportunities that I get to kind of grow my voice and learn to understand it better and be in different performing capacities. So being center stage was definitely the final plan that was always in the books for me. But I think doing backing vocals for the ABBA show and for the Whitney Houston show really gave me the driving force to take my voice seriously as an artist and as a solo career as well. So I think it's helped me so much in being able to venture and learn to understand my voice and how to take care of it and things like that. So I feel like all of those opportunities that I had in the past definitely brought me to where I am today.
I would imagine that being a background singer is probably a really good grounding and foundation for ultimately being up front. As a background singer, I often believe, depending on which artist, sometimes, quite often, the background singers can way out-sing the people they're backing up. Would you agree with that? I mean, imagine if Belinda's listening. Belinda Davids tuned in and said, hold on a minute. What? No, maybe she might be the exception to the rule. But very often, the background singers, you've got to hold it together. You've got to be able to do harmony. You've got to be able to have that ear. I think it's, some of my favourite performers, I'm thinking Sheryl Crow, Kelly Price, they used to be background singers.
Yeah, I think, the thing is, you learn from the person who's singing center stage if you're a background singer. For example, I learned so much from Belinda Davis. She definitely, while we were touring, she mentored me a lot about my voice and taught me about the importance of looking after my voice and things like that. Certain things that she said to me while I was on tour are things I still live by today, and which is why I changed my diet in a way, because I wanted to make sure that my voice was fine and stuff, So I definitely, in some cases, that is the case. But at the end of the day, when it comes to backing vocals, like you said, it's harmonies. You have to carry notes and things like that. And you have to, like, in places where, for example, the main singer can't sing, you have to cover that backing vocal and stuff, or cover that main vocal. So you just have to be aware all the time, which is actually like the best thing ever, because had it not been for that, I wouldn't be so aware of what my voice can do, because harmonizing is like, you know, going to sleep. It's so easy for me now, you know, although I'm still learning every single day, like how to, you know, channel my voice, you know, my head voice, my chest voice, you know, there's so many dynamics into how the vocal cords actually work that it's a day-to-day experience with my voice. Like I have my days with my voice where my voice is absolutely incredible. Then there's days where my voice is really, really like tired. So it's not like this perfect, seamless, you know, thing that carries you through. You go through the highs and lows, but at the end of the day, you become really, really comfortable in what your sound is when you figure that out.
We are going to hear your fantastic voice in just a minute, because we're going to play your single Good, or your track Good. Musically, where would you, how would you describe yourself, and what are some of the genres, or who are some of the artists that you are inspired by?
Yeah, I'm definitely a pop artist. Mm. I always say to people, pop resembles my personality for my music, I guess, in a sense. And I love that pop is universal. So pop can sound like hip-hop. It can sound like country. It can sound like EDM. Or it just has so many different aspects to it. And it lets you be versatile and stuff. But I definitely consider myself a pop artist. People that I'm inspired by, definitely Ariana Grande, Victoria Monet, Zara Larsson, Shekana from here in South Africa. I started venturing with my new song Feeling Fine that's out. I ventured into rapping and stuff. So I am definitely giving myself more of an opportunity to be inspired by different kinds of voices and incorporating that into who I am.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I love Shekana. I think she's absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
So what does the future hold then? You've got the new single Feeling Fine, which is set to be released next month, I believe. Ultimately, is the plan an album, an EP? What can we expect from Zena Rose in the next year or so?
Yeah, so actually, Feeling Fine is out already.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so it came out on the 3rd of September. A very, very nice, poppy, very, you know, people keep telling me every time they listen to it, they feel like it's that the song is playing in a movie and stuff, and like everybody's happy and like, you know, at the end of the scene where everything just turned out right and everything is amazing. So what's next for me? Looking at releasing an EP next year for my birthday, which I'm very, very, very excited about.
Excellent.
I think it's about time that people, you know, got to experience a body of work from me instead of just singles. Although I do love my singles, I do want to give people a story that they can, you know, just play and, you know, a couple of songs just play and give them, you know, the background to who I am. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. And there's certain things I can't mention right now, but if you follow me on Instagram and on social media, you'll definitely be able to find out more information about what's going to be happening in the next while. So, yeah, some things are coming together.
Good stuff. Well, it's fantastic to have you on the show. Please, will you introduce the song that we're about to hear for us?
Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Zena Rose, and it's so lovely to be able to be here on Cape Talk this morning with Sarah Jane. This is my new single, or one of my new singles, called Good. It also went to number one on Jacaranda, so I hope you enjoy it.
I know we've had our fights, but I'm a little bit curious about you, babe. There's something in the way you're saying my name, I don't know. No matter what you say, you got me thinking this ain't the right thing. Timeless moments playing in my head. Oh, I just need to say something. I don't need you coming here often. Paying me a little sweet nothing. Don't explain. Your words ain't gonna make me feel better while you are trying to hurt me. Your hands on me.
Don't put your hands on me.
It's written on your face. You got no good intentions. The fact is that this thing's not good to say.